Motor Talk with David Berthon. Trying to sell your car? You should list it on oscar.com.au. It's free.
In February, I previewed the arrival of the hybrid version of Subaru's best-selling model, the Forester all-wheel drive SUV. I've just driven the entry 2-litre EL Forester hybrid at $39,990, which is $3,050 more than the pure petrol-powered 2.5-litre Forester. The hybrid uses a 2-litre 110-kilowatt boxer petrol engine linked to a 12.3-kilowatt electric motor driving through a CVT automatic gearbox. The lithium-ion battery, recharged using kinetic energy, generated via regenerative braking and coasting. Combined power and torque of the hybrid falls short of the 2.5-litre petrol Forester, but its main claim is offering a fuel saving. Subaru is suggesting on the urban cycle it offers a 19% improvement, 7.5-litre 100 against 9.3. Over 140Ks of urban driving, I managed 9.5 litres per 100, and that was with fairly relaxed driving. Given its price premium, this fuel figure is disappointing, and with a weight penalty of 67 kilos, the hybrid's performance is average, and I came away rather unimpressed. One can barely feel the benefit of the electric motor, the overall driving benefit, below that of the pure petrol model. In terms of quality, fit and finish, however, and features, the Forester hybrid was first class in every way, but as a fuel saver, it doesn't meet its design brief. I'm David Berthon.